brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to, at the start of the next segment, get Dr. Steve Pachinik's geopolitical overview, looking at Libya, Syria, other areas, the dollar imploding, commodity prices exploding, dollar in graver danger than euro, Financial Times of London, the big private mega banks stealing trillions of dollars, never such a concentration of banking lawyers and bamboozlers from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others nesting in the White House, Obama fiddling while Rome burns. But finishing up with bin Laden, what doctor, from a psychological warfare perspective, going into their minds, what were they thinking when they did fake Situation Room photos? What were they thinking when they wrote up this shoddy plan? I mean, was it meant to be so shoddy that people would then debate the shoddy details of the larger issue? Or is it as bad as it appears you're saying, and these people are just amateurs? They've got the power. They're leaning on the fact that they're in control. And they think the public is dumb. I mean, what's going on here? Why did they do this?
Well, number one, they do it in order to create a narrative to warn the other potential terrorists around the world that they being units of the special forces, whether it's SEALs or not, there are other equally important, if not more important, units, which I won't identify, which are basically creating a story, and I don't want to use the word obfuscate. In other words, they create certain details and narratives that want to not only confuse the American public for many reasons, because they want to justify a narrative for the president, but more importantly, from the intelligence community point of view, they don't want other terrorist groups or other countries to really understand what it is that they're doing or how they did it in terms of coming into a so-called area and acquiring information and creating this storyline, which, in fact, a whole different storyline might have existed. And that storyline we won't even know, because the intention of PSYOPs and to lie and to create this narrative is to distract other elements outside of this country strategically, either whether it's another country, whether it's Syria, whether it's Iran, to explain to them that if you think we're still ineffectual, I think you better wake up. I mean, if I were to run a story like this and make it so confusing and all, the only element that I would get out of it if I were in this administration is to say to the Iranians, listen, we can create this narrative, and maybe it doesn't work too well for the American public, but rest assured that our helicopters, not necessarily the SEALs, but our units are capable of entering into Iran, and they have. I won't tell you which ones, but they've gone into southern Iran, and the Iranians are well aware that we're on the borders of Iraq and Afghanistan to put a lot of pressure on Iran and the Shiites to tell them to cease and desist getting and stirring up the plot in the Middle East, particularly in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. Our major concern right now is the Iranian influence that's in Syria, that's in Hamas, that's in Bahrain, that's in Saudi Arabia. So this kind of a story, although it's not plausible to the United States and it's not even plausible to future terrorists or potential terrorists, is really a way of denoting to Iran and to our potential enemy, which is really Iran at this point, who is sending out Islamic Revolutionary Guards all over the Middle East, that cease and desist, because we will confront you. And the United States did, under Gates, a very effective Secretary of Defense, helped the Saudi Arabians to confront the Iranian agitators in Bahrain, which is near Saudi Arabia, and in the eastern part of Saudi Arabia, to say, we're going to put down this revolution, but we're going to maintain stabilization of the Middle East and not secede it to the Shiites versus the Saudis, because the major strategic partner in all of this is not really Israel as much as it is Saudi Arabia, who's very frightened that if the Shiites get into power, they will be overthrown, and the Shiites within that government, within that nation.
Dr. Pachinik, we got a break. Let's come back and talk about the larger geopolitical move in the Middle East, North Africa, Libya, where you see things going, then phone calls. Stay with us. We'll get into banking as well.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are into hour number three. Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. Formerly wrote the book, In Psychological Warfare, for the State Department. Has consulted and worked for five presidents, heading up major departments at the Department of State. Under Kissinger and many others, and he joins us for the rest of the hour. I know we got loaded phones. Your calls are coming up. I want to get into the out-of-control establishment that Mr. Pachinik's been talking about and the danger of their hubris. We're going to be speaking with him in a moment. Also, I want to finish up with his geopolitical outlook and what's really happening in the Middle East. But he said something very astute for stations that don't carry that first 5 minutes. Very astute. I said, I mean, obviously astute, but he really cut to the heart of it. I said, why did they stage this at the core? And obviously there's domestic reasons for re-election, police state, the defense complex wants its no-bid contracts, it's trillions. I mean, there's a cornucopia of reasons. The globalists, the engineers of society always go with something if it hits on all cylinders for them, if it helps them on a multifaceted, multivariate level. But I said, what's the core reason for this shoddy, ridiculous, bin Laden's been killed fable internationally? And obviously it's to now menace Pakistan, put pressure on them, but that's only part of it. He said, it's Iran. It's a message that, look how ridiculous this is. We don't care. We will set you up. We will attack you if you don't stop sending your people in trying to influence things in Bahrain, things, of course, in Lebanon and other areas. And he said it's a message to them. It's meant for governments to be able to decipher it because it's so ham-fisted. Now, I wanted to raise this. And we actually had We Are Change 2 years ago. It's in, now 3 years ago, it's in my Cinema Verite documentary about 9/11 truth, Truth Rising, the 911 Chronicles. Gary Hart got confronted about this, but he wrote a letter September 26, 2007, via the Huffington Post, but also had it sent to the Iranian embassy overseas, because they don't have one here, unsolicited advice for the government of Iran. And he said, and you can go read the letter, he said, presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964. And he goes on to say, we staged terror attacks, and we'll stage them again. Do what you're told, or we will nuke you. Now, Hart thinks we're so dumb. This was a letter for their intelligence people. But when some migrate activist friends at We Are Change brought it up, he said, I never wrote that letter. And they said, here he is. And he kind of freaked out. And he goes, yeah, I did write that, and that is what I meant. So, again, these globalists, they communicate with each other like adults. But for us, they tell us Bin Laden's still alive, Easter Bunny's real, Lucky Charms is real, Keebler Elves are real. But this is exactly what Dr. Pechenik was just saying. Here's Hart, this big, you know, top CFR globalist, you know, is skittering around with the whole 9/11 operation, because I saw him publicly bragging on Hardball 2 months before 9/11, saying things are about to change, ha ha ha. And Matthews were having a little inside chuckle with each other, because these psychopaths like to brag publicly. But continuing, Dr. Pechenik, that's exactly what you just said without me even raising this. What's your take on what I just read to you?
Well, what you said is correct. What's basically happening is that we are at war without, you know, the president literally saying we are at war in a very serious situation, which, unfortunately, I have to say this, that Secretary of Defense Gates is probably the most serious member of this entire administration, as he was of the Bush Jr. Actually, there are many of us who worked for Bush Sr. who really insisted on Gates coming in and getting rid of Rumsfeld for the simple reason that this man was director of the CIA. He was a very non-ideological man, extremely intelligent, extremely oriented to understanding what America needs, not what the political requirements are in terms of the politicians. And we are now in a very serious confrontation with Iran, because the Iranians have, without a question, created a lot of disturbances both in Syria and with the Syrians. Bashar Assad, who's also a physician, by the way, it's interesting, we physicians are in the business of counterterrorism everywhere around the world. So I warn the Obama administration, if they don't give us reimbursements at the right place, we all go into terrorism. That's a joke. But nevertheless, we really have a problem, because Bahrain is there and Saudi Arabia is there. Now, the issue is, it would have been nice, as you said, if the people on top would explain a thesis of what we are doing and where we are going. We also have an economic war right now with China, which is quite serious, which gets to the issue of what you said about. We are purposely dropping the dollar. I mean, the Federal Reserve, whatever else can be said about Bernanke, is correctly dropping the dollar in order to go into economic warfare. For 10 years at the National War College, I have requested economic warfare, because it is the most effective mechanism that we in the United States have to undermine the Chinese economy, which is totally controlled, totally corrupt, and allows us to bring back our manufacturing and our productivity and reinvent what we are best at, which no other country in the world can do, which is entrepreneurship. And basically, this lowering of the dollar is a way to say to the Chinese, you better watch us, because we're going to undercut everything you have right now. And as you've seen in China right now, there have been riots. In a normal year in China, that's normal for them, there are over 75,000 riots. Right now, they have riots of cab drivers that are refusing to work, of bus drivers are refusing to work. They know that the American government is stimulating, creating activities, and the Chinese better listen carefully. We are capable of taking down China if we want to. When I was in China 5 years ago, the first question they asked me, because they knew I was an expert in regime change, I don't need military to regime change. I've done 4 or 5 regime changes, Soviet Union, El Domaro, Panama, Cambodia, with far more lethal targets, where they asked me, and I was there on a business trip, Alex. As you know, I'm really a businessman. And they asked me, the first question was, are you here to take us down? And obviously I looked at them, and this was one of the heads of the intelligence community, and I said no. But clearly I knew exactly the determinants of where they could be taken down. And now, in the presence of these kids with the Middle East disruption, with the Facebooks, with the Twitter, they know that they're very vulnerable. And one of the issues that we have right now, and I think correctly, is that we are talking with the Chinese to warn them, number one, you better raise the yuan, because we want to get rid of a lot of that debt that we owe to you. That's, we want to clear the deck of that. That's the easiest way to do it. Secondly, you better address the issues of middle class rising. And thirdly, you better address the issues of human rights. If we have Christian missionaries there, don't disrupt them. Don't arrest people who want freedom. So we have two fronts that are going on, but nobody's explaining that to the American public. On the one hand, we have a war that's going on that's really targeted to Iran, and really a war between the Shiites and the Sunni, where we're trying to support the Sunnis, while at the same time, here's the irony of everything, my friend, without getting too much above it, is that we have had to cut deals. The military, our U.S. military, is a very brave organization, but they're also very smart. They have to cut deals with the Iranians in order to control part of Afghanistan and to control Iraq. In order to do that, we have to tie down the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, while at the same time, we have to show them that we can go in there at any time we want and create disturbances. Now, what makes this even more interesting is that Ahmadinejad, who's the president of Iran, everybody thinks he's crazy. I don't. He was a very effective, he's a PhD in civil engineering, was a very effective leader. He is now in an internal battle with Khamenei.
They're now claiming that his top advisors are devil worshippers.
That's correct. Well, I don't know whether they're devil worshippers, but they're certainly not the most intelligent, brightest, effective guys.
Well, let me just stop you because that sounds crazy. Guys, pull the London Guardian from Sunday. The headline is Ahmadinejad's deputies charged with conjuring jinns. You can't make this up. That's what the Islamic regime, you know, who decides if you can run for president, that's what they're charging his people with, is divination. That's it.
Yeah, no. Let me just say this.
But it sounds crazy, so I could let folks know I didn't make that up.
Let me just tell you, there's an internal battle going on in Iran. They hear us. They're listening to us. We're trying to affect that internal battle, we, the United States, by positioning our forces and trying to attack and limit the number of agents they're sending overseas. That's all I'm saying. I'm not getting into the belief systems, the worship.
I understand. What's going on in Libya? What's going on in Libya?
Libya has been a mistake. What happened in Libya is we had a lot of companies, including Halliburton, John Deere, a lot of the oil companies were in there. But primarily, we have no strategic interest in Libya. Libya is really a strategic interest only to one country more than any, and that is Italy. Italy has about 40% to 50% of its oil through Eni coming in through Libya. So the disturbances that were occurring in Libya was really a spillover from Egypt, and ironically, as you mentioned before, we brought back some of the Al-Qaeda members from Afghanistan and Pakistan, and one of them was interviewed publicly saying, actually, the New York Times, what do you feel about America now? He said, well, before I was 100% against America, but now that America's supplying us with special forces, ammunition, and the Egyptians are helping us, I'm only 50% against America. So you can understand what's happening now is a world where everything is very gray. That's the point. And what you're saying to the audience, and what we do agree, is why don't you explain this to the American public? Stop treating us as if we're dummies. Maybe we can't absorb all of it at one time. Maybe we don't want to hear it. But stop treating us like dummies, because number one, we have to pay for all of this. Number two, it's getting out of hand. Number three, we have to leave from Iraq and Afghanistan. And number four, the the only national security issue that's really relevant to any of us Americans is our national debt and the economy.
All right, we're going to take calls for a while, but then we're going to get into the debt, banking before you leave us, and false flag terror. Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. StevePachinik.com is his site.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Declaring independence. They laid their bodies down in a bloody war.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
For liberty, for their descendants.
For their descendants.
Dr. Steve Pachinik, I want to go to Downey, John, Scott, Rich, Janice, and many others that are patiently holding, wanted to talk to you. This is a short segment, long segment's coming up. But you were making a point about what you think is going to happen in the future. You said things are going to start spinning faster and faster. We were talking behind the scenes. Now we came back live. What point were you just now getting at?
Well, the economy is getting out of control. Our unemployment is too high. We're starting to be taxed. As you see today, nonprofit organizations need to pay taxes for water. Our services in the cities are really falling apart. Our infrastructure is falling apart. We don't have an economic policy. Our inflation rate will go up, as you correctly said. We're in a war that we don't belong. We have to pull our soldiers back. The Middle East will erupt even further. China will confront us even more vigorously. But the issues really have to come back to the American public. We have to take back the monies in these wars that are not effective, do not really touch our lives at this particular point in time, and really restructure the United States so that we become America first. We really have to concern ourselves with building our infrastructures, building our national security in terms of the debt, and cutting back on the 850,000 individuals that have top secret clearance on counterterrorism. It's absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous, and the American public is paying for all this ridiculous nonsense on terrorism that doesn't exist. Our real terror issue is the financial crisis, which you said in one of the ads. And now we have to focus on America, and we need a leader who understands how to be a non-ideological, hands-on, forceful individual who's had a history of business experience and knows how to lead us forward in terms of the economy.
Doc, let's do this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't mean you, but it's what was said to Bush Sr. It's the economy. It still stands on that.
Doc, let me stop you. Since this is a short segment, I promise we'll go directly to calls in the next. Let's get into the economy now. What do we do about the private central banks who make the giant bonuses, take the tax money? I mean, they're not going to stop doing what they're doing. I mean, so where do you see America going? What are the main crises facing us?
Well, number one, the banking system has to be rechanged. It's absurd that none of the bankers were indicted, particularly Blankfein. Ron Rubin, who worked for Citibank, received $75 million, was very much in charge as a consultant for all the corruption that occurred in the subprime mortgages. And he was asked, well, what did you do? You received $75 million in bonus. He said, well, I didn't know anything about it. This is our former Secretary of the Treasury. You're talking about Warren Buffett, who owned 40% of Moody's. He took double D-rated junk subprimes and then reconverted it to AAA and sold it. And Warren Buffett goes as the sanctimonious priest of entrepreneurship in America and says, no, I had nothing to do with it. These are men who should be investigated. They should be indicted and put in prison. We are not going after the right individuals. The head of Goldman Sachs, the head of J.P. Morgan should be in prison. Not just reprimanded, but the reason why they're not is because it's a collusion. This is not conspiracy. This was even written by the American government in the financial crisis report. I recommend that everybody read it. There's an individual whom I don't know, Phil Angelides, who did a brilliant, brilliant analysis and commission report on how corrupt our banking system is, and it hasn't changed. We have 21st century second-tier banking, which is not controlled, with all kinds of derivatives and all kinds of financial instruments that will again precipitate another financial crisis with 19th-century regulation. And we have individuals who are turning around in a turnstile who report, who work in our government, and they go back out into the private sector, and they have no loyalty to our country. So our real problems now is really to indict and begin to investigate Wall Street without this nonsense of saying, you know, I know you did bad, but, you know, don't do it again. And the answer is no. They go to prison. Don't just take one guy who's an Indian or Sri Lankan and put him in because there's an insider trading. You put all of these heads in prison, and this is basically what comes out of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Report, and you put a man like Greenspan who knew what was happening and hold him accountable instead of allowing him to go on the press and continue this nonsensical story where, yes, I allowed the free trading company, the free trade to go on, and I allowed derivatives to go on and CDOs and CDSs, but I'm not accountable. That really was a blip in our economy. Or the Paulsons, who were brought in and knew nothing about our financial capability. He was an investment banker. again and again. The names are out there. The reports are out there, but we don't have courageous politicians.
Wow, Dr. Steve Pachinik, got a break. Call straight ahead, and before he leaves us, we'll get more into where we're going financially if this isn't reversed. Very bold information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Downey in Texas. You're on the air with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I'd like to ask the doctor, what is more embarrassing or dangerous? Our intelligence agencies' inept, inconsistent, unbelievable narrative, and the main media trying to fight it and defend it, or the fact that there are a great number of well-meaning Americans that believe the fairy tale? Which one's more embarrassing?
Well, you know, you hit it on the head. I think it's embarrassing that the intelligence narrative is so bizarre that the mainstream media, it's an indictment of the mainstream media, and everybody involved in it, and it tells you that the New York Times and the Washington Post and all these so-called distinguished newspapers are really, you know, it's pathetic. So I would agree that I think it's very embarrassing, the first one, but that's an excellent question. And unfortunately, you bring up the point that they treat us as if we're dumb rummies, and we're not.
Well, I want Downey. I want Downey to be able to ask another question and then have Dr. Pachinik elaborate, but I want to say this. I think that's the method to the madness. is they're trying to get all of us to buy into torture being good, TSA sticking their hands down our pants, $2 million Defense Department cameras in one elementary school studying the kids in San Antonio. All of this is over the top on purpose to give us learned helplessness, and you're a psychiatrist, you know about that, doctor. But more importantly, they're testing the mainstream media and getting them to buy into things that are cartoonish to just train them to accept more and more crazy things. It's like in the last 9 years, I see AP articles every month. Bin Laden puts out new warning. He will strike. And then at the bottom, it'll say this came from a message board with no proof. So they're training us to run with idiocy. I mean, doctor, I mean, isn't there some of that going on here, or is it just...
Well, let me say the most important part in my point of view. I don't have to be a psychiatrist, but from a financial point of view, I think what you're seeing is the death knell of the mainstream media. In other words, as much as the president has been desperate and came out with this nonsensical story, what you're seeing is the mainstream media is converting from the so-called journalism that was really practiced very well at Columbia School and elsewhere into a cartoon. They become graphic novels. And the reason isn't so much they're trying to suppress us. The reason is they are losing money. And they are in financial trouble. You know, you follow the money trail in America, and you find out what's the problem.
And instead of going back to what made them great, they're digging their hole deeper. They're digging their hole deeper.
The hole is very deep. I mean, the main holder who's given them a bond that they have to pay 14% interest on is a Mexican who owns the New York Times. Now, the New York Times doesn't do an internal story on them. The Washington Post is in trouble because the Internet is competing with them. The Financial Times is basically an extension of Pearson International, which has never done very well. They were the overseers of my publishing company, Berkeley. They've never done well. They now have a new president who's an accountant and basically really doesn't know anything. They never made a profit. So when you look at these elements and these financial institutions that tried to suppress us, it's not working anymore. That's the comedy of the entire thing. It's a tragic comedy because they have become not newspapers, but graphic novels. If you look at the front page of the New York Times, what's the mainline story? Well, girls who go to the prom second night, that's the major story that you want to know about, girls going to a prom, when in fact the entire world is falling apart and there's more news on Alex Jones. Well, how is the New York Times or MSNBC, which is also going under because cable news networks are going under, the TV shows are going under, they know that because I do TV shows, ABC has not been effective, NBC has not been effective, all of these narcissistic fools that you see on there lauding their own presence as commentators have to compete with Alex Jones, who's not seen and basically is heard, and he has to say the truth. So how are they going to compete with you, Alex? They have financial troubles. You may not. I'm not interested. But the point is you have a growing audience, and the American public is not reading this nonsense anymore.
Well, that's the thing, Doc. I mean, if they tried to do any real news with all of their money and power, we wouldn't be competition for them. I mean, it's scary that a couple of years ago I had 3 million listeners a week, and now we've done the numbers again lately. It's more like 5 million a day radio, 2 million a day internet, just on one YouTube channel, 5 million views.
Do you have to advertise on CNN to tell them? Well, then why is the New York Times advertising even telling you why they are so important when they only have a readership of maybe 600,000?
No, that's what I'm saying is they're paper tigers.
That's my point.
I mean, 1 minute on MSNBC during prime time with 500,000 viewers cost $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. A ad here with a bigger audience, literally dwarfing it, is $300. So that's the last illusion to fall is that correct. is that you pay 15, 20 times for something that is worth far less, and they know that that final shoe is dropping. But we could talk forever with Dr. Pechenik.
But the point here is not that. The point is what the gentleman said. It is embarrassing, not for us. It's embarrassing for them because this is the death knell for them in buying the intelligence of false narratives and then reinventing the narratives and trying to dissect the narratives with comedy and absurdity. So, honestly, it's really an indictment of the system, and the gentleman is absolutely correct. Yeah.
Downey, anything else?
Yeah, my son's not going to believe I got on. He's a 10-year-old and a big fan of yours, so I'll just say A-Boy, that's his name, nickname. And I do have a question for you. Do you have any plans for this coming 9/11? It's a pretty big, you know.
You know, I don't know. Look, here's the deal. I get invited all over the place, and people want to pay me. No exaggeration. I've been offered a lot of money to go speak at events. I could do that. I could pack 3-4 times what Glenn Beck does. But then to pay for it, you got to sell tickets and stuff. I just more and more I can electronically study, read, sit here in my little crow's nest, and tell folks what's over the horizon, and then we go over the horizon, and there it is. I can reach. No exaggeration, it's exponential. I'm not bragging. In fact, it's very daunting. It's humbling because I realize I'm just a regular guy. We're reaching, again, it was 3 million a day overall just a few months ago. Now it's over 5 million. And the growth curve is within 6 months we'll be reaching 10 million a day. And so I could go to demonstrations in New York. I could go down and bullhorn Obama. It's just those are pea shooters compared to what this electronic system can do. Now, getting the public to move onto the streets and to the state houses, that's where the power is, and that's what I'm going to have Dr. Pachinik back on soon to talk about ways, ideas he's got to really get the American people moving. But I appreciate your call, Downey. And I'm not bragging about the power of this show. It actually freaks me out because I just feel like a regular common sense guy who studied things. This stuff's all very clear what's going on. And the establishment, I think, is drinking their own Kool-Aid. They basically poisoned the well of information, but then they drank from it. John in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Steve Pachinik of stevepachinik.com. Go ahead, John.
Dr. and Alex, this is an honor. I'm going to simplify what you all have been talking about, and I want the doctor's response on what I have to say. But I believe that since World War II, the globalists and the corporatists have had an agenda to manipulate the world's assets and reserves, things of minerals and natural resources and things that are of value to large multinational corporations. And I'm a firm believer that the resources of the American people have been mortgaged through the military-industrial complex and the CIA and all of these secret armies and illegal activities. And by the way, I think Osama is more or less a theatrical prop to benefit the globalist agenda to confiscate and materialize huge masses of wealth for their own benefit. And I think patriotism has been confused with this globalist agenda. And I think it's so simple. We have been duped as Americans into believing that we've been fighting wars on terrorism when it all boils down very simply to taking the assets of sovereign nations with real people just like you and I in those countries who live there and deserve some
benefit. Who, by the way,
benefit.
Would sell them to us cheaper. They would sell it to us, but then the military-industrial complex and the banks and others couldn't control those countries and couldn't make money in the stealing of it from us, the taxpayers. But what's your question for Dr. Pachinik? Because what you're saying is just historical reality.
Let me say what Secretary of Defense Gates said. Basically, supporting the military-industrial complex for more money and more acquisitions of absurd studies and equipment that we don't need, along the lines he said, is not indicative of more patriotism. If anything, less is more. We have to go back to the concerns of our own country, as you implied, which means we have to develop our own oil resources. In the United States, we have it. In Montana, we have enough oil to equal what you have in Saudi Arabia. We have to deal with our own water supplies where we don't have to ship it overseas. We have to be able to build our own infrastructure. In short, the crux of our system, the kleptocracy that came out of the system is not American and should be destroyed, simply as that. The Wall Street, the transnational corporations, there's no reason why the oil companies shouldn't be taxed and shouldn't be held accountable. They're not supplying the oil to the United States. What their propaganda is, very simply, is the oil that we acquired in the Middle East doesn't go to America. it goes to China and Japan. So you're correct. We're sending soldiers to protect pipelines, which don't really have any national security bearing, but people like Cheney, that what I call the cowards and the alcoholics like Cheney, who was a bum to begin with, and then Yale, where he was thrown out, and then Wisconsin, who never fought a war, and refused to serve our country, is typical of these transnational corporations, the military-industrial complex, where they're cowardly. Cheney was the most cowardly vice president I had ever met, who refused to serve 8 times, and then in braggadocio, this alcoholic bum from Texas goes out and now lives in Wyoming. I know exactly where he lives, and then insists that we go to war on behalf of his transnational oil companies from Texas and elsewhere.
And then the bum moves Halliburton to Dubai.
And that's Halliburton in Dubai. And by the way, Halliburton was, as you know, the subsidiary of, it was LBJ's company, PBNR, which was then taken over. And what's interesting is Cheney actually lost while he was CEO, net asset values of Halliburton. But my point is very simple to the American public. This is enough if we do not hold these leaders of the transnational corporations, of the banking world, and the president, who does represent the interests of the banking world, or Mr. Donlin, who represents Fannie Mae and the crookedness of it, or the Ben Rhodes, who's nothing more than a local politician from New York, or the Clintons, who have been, you know, it was really amazing. When Clinton left office, he said, oh, I'm so poor. Within years, he became a 100 millionaire. And basically his wife, who was against the ports of Dubai, that Dubai bought our ports, while Clinton was supporting it.
Oh, I mean, it's all staged. We've got to move fast. We've got to move fast, Doc.
It's part of our republic, and we have to destroy this kind of kleptocracy, period.
Kleptocracy is a good word for it. Crony kleptocracy.
It is a kleptocracy. And that's what I think the gentleman's getting at. Whatever you want to call it, it's a kleptocracy.
I've got to get to these callers. Very good points. Thank you, John. Scott in Texas, then Rich in Arizona, Janice in Minnesota, and then Dave in Long Island is all we got time for. Scott in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a thanks for taking my call. God bless you guys. Listen, two things real quick. In that staged Situation Room photo, I was noticing how Obama just is sitting there looking like a whipped dog. If there was a picture taken a few seconds earlier, it probably shows him serving coffee. I mean, presidential is the last thing he looks like in that picture. I don't know why they put that one out.
Well, Rahm Emanuel, his little friend, his little ballet dancer helper, in public, the New York Times reported, cracks his knuckles, does fist things in front of the congressional delegations, and bosses Obama around in front of him like he literally is his valet. Dr. Pachinik comments.
Well, I think it's a bizarre relationship to begin with. That's why I said, and I give fair warning to Obama, that I think the longer he goes out and propagates this nonsense and narrative, with Donlin there and with Daley from the Chicago Machinery, it's going to open up questions about his relationship with Rahm Emanuel, who got a master's degree in ballet, and he himself has a questionable history how he came to that position. But what's a disconnect? And here's the important part, Alex, and my dear friends on the show. If you were to have an individual, a woman, and now follow me for a minute, who in 1960s, on her own, had a PhD and went out to a, this is a Christian woman who goes into a Muslim country bravely, teaching but doing other things that are for our national security in an attempted coup. I think I would be pretty proud of them, my mother, if that were her. Well, that turns out to be Obama's mother. Now, there is a major disconnect between this man, who looks like he's really zombied out most of the time. He has no major affect. He is bossed around. I often find that he's bossed around by his wife. I mean, I find it bizarre that Michelle leaves on the president's birthday with her girlfriends into Spain. All of this is bizarre, but my most bizarre is this disconnect between a woman who is exceedingly brave from Midwest America, goes into a country that was exceedingly dangerous to the years of living dangerously, into Indonesia, and then turns out to be the mother of Obama.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, as you know, you just said CIA operative, so you have that same intel?
Yeah, I mean, Madsen's correct. It's not just that, but I checked it up beyond that. When you work for the East-West Center, which I was involved with because I was deputy assistant secretary of East Asia, that that's in Hawaii, and you work for the CIA one way or the other. You're funded. A PhD woman who teaches Russian and learns Russian in the 1950s and 60s should be very proud she worked for the CIA. Now, let me explain this to the audience. Working for the CIA is not anathema. They have protected our country during the 50s and 60s and 70s. What's anathema is that the degradation that has happened to the CIA and the rest of the intelligence community because they were taken over by people who insisted that this intelligence network, which is, has been very valuable to our national security, now serve domestic purposes and purposes that don't fit our national security system. But if I had a mother who had been in the CIA and served my country and put her life at stake in a Muslim country in 1960, my God, I would stand up and say, I am very proud. There's a total disconnect here. This president doesn't say anything about her mother. The best he says is, she's a hippie. That was no hippie. A woman who's studying Russian and goes into Indonesia, works for the Export-Import Bank, the Hawaiian East-West Center. Those are facts. That's not something that's made up. Madsen, by the way, I do not know him, but I know his clearances were a lot higher than my clearances if you're working at the National Security Agency, for sure. My point is, if you put it all together, we have a very dangerous situation where a president whose background has been questionable at best, whose performance is questionable at best, whose next speech next week will be about how he killed Osama bin Laden and how that fits into the riots in the Middle East, which I have no idea become even more bizarre, who is fronting for the best of it, as I can understand, for politicians and businessmen who are from Wall Street who've never been indicted for kleptocracy. We have a Republican and a Democratic political body that is totally cowardly, whose only interest is self-aggrandizement, and we have an American public that's waiting to erupt to say, cease and desist all this nonsense. Our major concern has to be the debt, jobs, we don't have enough jobs, community services, we don't want to go.
Absolutely, Doc, we're almost out of time. Let's go to some more calls. Scott, real fast, anything else?
Yeah, I think it's insulting that they tell us that Obama was, or Osama was still masterminding and orchestrating all of this stuff, and then they show us this picture, and his HQ's got two old TVs, a VCR, and a laptop. I mean, that makes our national security look ridiculous.
It's all fake, and they admit it is.
You're absolutely correct.
I mean, it's all fake, folks.
You're right.
I mean, literally, him and Emmanuel are dancing around in women's clothing. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Rich in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead,
sorry,
Rich.
Gentlemen, I had to turn my speaker off. So I had a question for Dr. Pechenik, and also, if you'll allow me to, I wanted to make just a quick comment of kind of my own observations of the mentality in our country now. To get to the country, here's my observation. I wanted to see if I could validate it with obviously a very high-ranking official. Here's the, kind of what I think. Is that if you pay attention to the news that had come out, you know, a couple Sundays ago, they hit it late, they go out, and they just come up with a complete fable. Everybody in the house has a gun, there's a 40-minute firefight, you know, and the whole story unravels. But what I think, and what it seems to me, is that really all that matters, and I wanted to know if this is the strategy, is just whatever we say first is what the public will believe. We can say whatever we want at first, because as the details come out, it's going to be shrugged off.
And once the mainstream whore media, the dying dinosaur, signs on to a lie, they're now committed to go along with it. Dr. Pechenik, what's your comment on what Rich is saying?
I think you both articulated brilliantly. I think you're correct. Whatever they say first is what they think, and then the dying dinosaur goes along with the lie, and they're both going to become extinct. That's what happens.
Anything else, Rich?
Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever they say first is the so-called reality. Also, if you'll allow me a couple of seconds, just a brief.
Sure.
So I had a conversation with a woman at work. Like I said, this is a little off topic, but it illustrates the mindset. Talking about organic foods with a woman at work, this woman that I work with literally believed, I laughed at her, she literally believed that you should not go organic because she was led to believe by going organic and meaning even food, cosmetic, deodorant, shampoo, everything, that it lowers your body's immune system.
It's the opposite. When your body,
the opposite. There's no question.
Well, you're a doctor. Tell us that, Doc. I mean, is it good to have
there's
to live
no
in a bubble?
The organic systems, the natural products, are antioxidants. They help our immune systems collectively. A friend of mine, my partner John Newstead, and I have the website NBI Health, and we produce products for natural health, like OsteoK for osteoporosis, but that's totally opposite.
Well, I mean, if that was true, the bubble boy wouldn't have been sick and had to live in a bubble because he had no immune system. You need to, people that have dogs, their immune system gets better.
Yeah, but I thank you for the comment. But the point about who says things first does stick, but unfortunately in modern times, they're reverting back to stories that make no sense after they've made that first idiotic statement, so... You know.
By the way, Doc, since you raised that, because you won't let me plug your books or anything you're doing, I'm glad you brought up your big passion, your health products, some of which go directly to doctors. Tell folks about your health website.
Well, it's called Nutritional Biochemistry Inc. Years ago, what I did in one of my businesses was I was very tired of watching women taking Actonel, Physomax, and Boniva, and noticing that there was an increased amount of esophageal bleeding, cancer of the jaw. And my partner and I, John Newstead at NBIHealth.com, 5 years ago in Bozeman, Montana, we developed a product that was approved. The natural product is MK4. It's a form of vitamin K2, which does not clot. And in Japan, it's in 1999, it was approved as a medicine for osteoporosis. And I said, my God, this is what the American public needs. We have 39 million women who have osteoporosis. They have side effects. They have pain. They have joint pain. And the Actonel Physomax products have over 900 lawsuits with Sally Fields propagating this product, and talk about movie stars who came out of the left and decided to make more money. I said, and my partner John Newstead at NBI Health said, we're going to produce this product and people are going to enjoy it. So if you go to the NBI Health site, you'll see testimonials from women whom we didn't solicit anything saying how it's improved, decreased their fracture rate, how osteoporosis has improved, the bone density has improved, and what the product really does, it's a natural vitamin K2, which increases the collagen strength of the bone, not just bone density, because bone density in and of itself doesn't mean very much, and most of the products that you see only increase fractures by 16% or prevent fractures by 15%. Calcium and vitamin D is not sufficient. So that's what I did. But I don't want to minimize what we've been talking about, and I made a specific purpose. But Alex was so kind and so generous that he offered to allow us to, one, publicize on your site. That was not an initial condition, so for truth and honesty. And secondly, he's asked me to discuss a little bit about osteoporosis. But I think the audience should really look at our website, read the references, read what's there in terms of what we discovered and the Japanese Ministry of Health mandated that as a medicine. And I think that'll be very helpful. But I'd like to get back to the political.
Absolutely. Now, I've already had you for an hour and 55 minutes. I only want to do five.
No, I'll keep going. Honestly, I enjoy this as much as, this is so important to me. I have to tell the audience why Alex is important to me. At a time when I came out 10 years ago, I didn't look for any publicity, as Alex knows, and I'm not really interested in publicity. I had gone on TV shows after 9/11 and explained what happened, and the most of the mainstream media was really a disaster, as you subsequently learned. But Alex Jones was kind enough to put me on the radio show, and I said at that time, this was a false flag. It was a stand down. This is a classical technique that's been used for years. Alex knew about it. The audience knew about it. But everybody, of course, put me in the category of saying he's kooky, he's crazy, or basically he's a right winger, or he's a conspiracy theorist. Fortunately enough, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and those I worked with, the neocons, kept their mouths shut because I warned them that if they had anything to say, it would get more and more drastic. And they learned the lesson then. Robert Gates was brought in, fortunately, because Bush Sr., who's an incredible statesman, understood that Bush Jr. was out of control. But let's jump forward.
Stay there, sir. Back in 1 minute, then we'll go to Janice and Dave. And that'll be it with Dr. Steve Pachenik. Back in 1 minute in Overdrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.